Morning. We've got a very big name for God to learn about this week. We're on the second last letter of the alphabet. What is that?
Y,
exactly. Now, does anyone know a name of God beginning with Y?
Wise.
Wise? Well, that sounds like Y, yes, Zara. But actually, this is a Hebrew word. It's Yahweh. So we've got, there we go, that's the word Yahweh. Anyone heard that word before? Have you? Yes. Now, anyone know where in the Bible God told us that his name was Yahweh? Will I tell you? Well, who can remember a man called Moses? Moses. We all remember Moses. What did Moses do? Anyone remember what Moses did? Sarah? Oh, you've forgotten. How about you, Ethan? He did. God parted the sea for them. Remember, he took the Israelites away from Egypt and rescued them, and Moses led them into the promised land. Well, before that happened, Moses was living in the desert. He lived there for a long time, and one day he was in the desert, and he saw a very strange thing. He saw a bush that was on fire. But it wasn't burning up. What happens when something goes on fire? What normally happens? Well, I don't know. Burns away, nothing left, isn't that right? Yes. Turns into ashes, exactly. It turns into ashes. Now, this bush wasn't doing that. It was on fire, but it wasn't turning into ashes. So Moses went to have a look. And that's when God spoke to him. So God told him to take off his shoes because it was holy ground he was standing on. That's because God is very holy. And then Moses felt very afraid. Might come back to that, because God is so big and powerful. He realized he was in God's presence. Now, Moses said to God, God said to Moses that he wanted Moses to lead the people of Israel away from Egypt to take them to the promised land. And Moses asked God a question. He said, if the people ask me who sent me to the people, who am I going to say sent me? And this is what God said. So we have the verse up here. God said to Moses, I am who I am. Say to the people of Israel that I am has sent me to you. Say this, that Yahweh, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. So there he is. He's saying, my name is Yahweh, the God of Israel. And he actually says that that's his eternal name, a name he wants us to remember forever. So there's another slide I've got here, and thank you, Sarah, for putting the slides together. And so there we go. It's Yahweh is the name. Now, that's a Hebrew name. But in English, in our Bibles, we translate it by its meaning. And its meaning is, I am. And also sometimes, this is something you could look up afterwards, this is a Greek word that was translated, and it's Lord. So if you look in your Bible, and it's got the word Lord in little capital letters, that's another way of saying Yahweh. It's a bit confusing, all these languages, but it's all the same, Yahweh. So what does it mean? What do you suppose Yahweh means, or I am? It's a bit unusual of a name, isn't it, to say I am? But this is a God who has a very special relationship with us. He says, I am the God who's going to go with you. That's lovely. Moses was about to take the people out of Egypt and go a very long journey, and God said, I am the God who will be with you. It's the same with us. He's with us all the time. But I wondered about I am, what that really meant. I had a couple of thoughts, and I am God. Now, he is everything. He doesn't need anyone to help him being God, does he? He doesn't depend on anyone. Remember, we learned about that a wee while ago. Remember the word self-sufficient? Anyone remember that big word? It's another way of saying, I am. By myself, I am God. Very big, powerful God that can say that. And he's always God. He didn't say, I was God, or I'm sometimes the God who is with you. He says, I am. Our God has no beginning and no end. He's always God. And that's lovely, isn't it? Remember we learned that as well? Can you remember the word for God who's always God? It was, yeah? Omnipresent, that's a good word as well. He's always with us. Yes, Hannah. I was actually thinking about eternal. Always God, but he's with us as well. And he's also constant. He's never changing. We learned that as well, didn't we? The unchanging God. So he's always God. I am Yahweh, always God. And I am the God who keeps my promises. That's another way of looking at what I am means. Yahweh is a special name for God who kept his promises. He promised Moses that he would take the Israelite people to Egypt. Did he do it? Did he rescue them out of Egypt? He did, didn't he? And so if our God makes a promise to us, if our Yahweh makes a promise, do you think he keeps that promise? Do you think he keeps his promises? He does. He always does. And the biggest promise that our God made to us was to rescue us. What was he rescuing us from? Sin, absolutely. And do you remember who he sent to rescue us from sin? Ethan? Jesus, he did. The Lord Jesus came. Now, did you know that the Lord Jesus also called himself Yahweh or I Am? Did you know that? I was looking up in the Bible and he did. Do you remember in the garden when the soldiers came to arrest Jesus just before he was tried and he went to the cross? Well, at one point somebody said, well, the Lord Jesus said, who are you looking for? He knew who they were looking for, didn't he? But one of the soldiers said, I'm looking for Jesus. And do you know what Jesus said? He said, I am. That's what he said. In our Bible, it says, I am he. That makes it read a bit easier. Jesus is saying, I am Yahweh. I'm also God. And I have come to keep the promise that God made to rescue us. So Jesus revealed himself. Do you know what happened when he said that? Do you know what happened to the soldiers when the Lord Jesus said, I am Yahweh? Do you know what happened? They fell down, they did. For just a split second, they saw him as God. Remember, Moses felt a bit afraid when he saw the God in the bush in the fire? It's the same with those soldiers. He saw the Lord Jesus for just a second as God. So, our God is Yahweh, very special name for our promise-keeping God, who calls himself I Am. So I just thought at the end we could think about what we should do with a God like that. Remember that our series is about knowing who God is and also how we should respond to him. So I was thinking about Moses and those soldiers. They fell down. They were a bit afraid, weren't they? Have you ever felt afraid of God? It's a healthy, a holy reverence. That's what we call it. We call it reverence. We need to come to God carefully because he is so big and so powerful. And then I was thinking about that word Lord, which is the other way that we translate this word Yahweh as Lord. And I was reading in the Psalms this week. And you know what the Psalms say right at the end of the Psalms? They say, great is the Lord and worthy of praise. If you go home and you ask your mummies and daddies to help you read some of the Psalms, right at the very end of the Psalms, do you know that every Psalm starts and ends with the sentence, praise the Lord. It's saying, praise Yahweh. Isn't that good? Praise the Lord. We should praise the Lord because he is such a great, powerful God who loves us so much that he sent the Lord Jesus to us. Do you think you could do that? Do you think you could, those verses, those Psalms, start the Psalm and end the Psalm saying, praise the Lord. What about if every day this week, first thing in the morning when you get up, you praise the Lord? Think you could do that? And last thing at night when you go to bed, you praise the Lord. And remember that he is Yahweh, the great God who keeps his promises to us. Think you can remember that? Praise the Lord. Okay, thank you.